T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
But right now, we, of course, are dealing with the pandemic issue here in the state. And I've got Governor Mike Parson on the phone this morning. I want to get straight to him. Governor, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark. Hope all's going well for you up there this morning.
Yeah, things are going well here, sir. You know, yesterday I saw that you guys rolled out a new website, a dashboard, so to speak, with these COVID-19 statistics on it. And congrats on that, because this thing is very well done, and it makes it easy to see the numbers.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark. One of the most frustrating things in the first 2 or 3 weeks, we just could not get good information. All these think tanks across the United States and from the East and the West Coast, it seems like, just was not given accurate information in Missouri, and it was very difficult to make decisions. So I seen right away we need to develop our own plan, our own dashboard, our own models that really just dealt with Missouri. And it just was a tremendous help to be able to put that together and then make decisions for the people of this state.
Well, you know, it lets people look at the number of new cases in the past day, the number in the past 7 days, 14 days. It really kind of puts it all in perspective, including the number of deaths that we've had and the age categories those are falling in. I think that's key.
Yeah, it is, Mark. And you know what? The good thing about that is people need to know who's at high risk. And you can go through that chart and really walk your way through there. And if you're in that high-risk category, you need to pay a little more attention to how you conduct and where you go and what you do.
Well, isn't there a lesson there, though, for, I don't know, county executives everywhere, including Sam Page here in St. Louis County and Mayor Lyda Crewson? The deaths in the city and county have been focused largely in nursing homes. If you, now I'm not diminishing those, but if you take those out of the equation, the threat to the general population is extraordinarily low. And yet the policies in the city and county are not reflective of that right now.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you know, looking back on it now, we know where those hot spots were in the state. And it's just a hot spot up there in St. Louis, in those nursing homes. And what's part of the new testing strategy we're rolling out is to test all these nursing homes, all the people going into them, and really do a better job and be prepared for that. You know, it was just one of those things that, again, you gotta move pretty quickly when you have these cases, and you got to be able to do what we call the box-in strategy, and you got to put all your resources in there to protect those people. But, yeah, it was a tough time up there in St. Louis region.
Well, Governor Mike Parson is our guest right now. You announced yesterday that it's the goal to test 7,500 people in the state of Missouri every day. Why is that so key?
Well, one, we know who's out there. We know who's been affected by this virus, and we know how to target those people that have it that probably doesn't know it, asymptomatic. They probably don't even know they got it. And the quicker we can get that information, the quicker we can identify those people, the safer we can make it to get the economy going. But truly, the testing numbers going up is about the economy. It's about the safety, but it's really about the economy. We know now that if it's a meat processing plant, a nursing home, a prison, you know, a little of these outbreaks across state, and they're still going to happen, but we can go in there and do that testing. But the more that we can do up front, the better. And I tell you the other key to it, and I haven't talked much about it, but, you know, we're 4 or 5 months away from flu season. We're going to be back in schools, and we got to make sure that we're safe as we can be to start those schools back up, because I want to get them back on time. I want to get kids going back to school, start the education institutions going. You know, we got to get things back. We got to open up the economy and live life as we know it. and fight a virus at the same time. And we're well capable of doing that now. We got a lot more information we did.
Governor, are you pushing for the University of Missouri and other state universities to open in August?
Yeah, you know what? I think we got to have some kind of a plan in place to reopen the universities. I think, but safety's got to be a priority because there's a lot of moving parts. That there's a lot of students that come in here from other countries, and we got to figure out how we're going to handle that. And again, how can you conduct the testing, and how are we going to do that? And I think all of that, what we're doing right now, is preparing for that day. So I hope the schools open back up. I hope we get back, the colleges get open back up, and we start kind of doing what we can to keep people safe in the state of Missouri.
Governor, are you satisfied with the slow rollout here in St. Louis County? A lot of business owners are getting frustrated. We've got a gym owner here in the county who's in court right now suing the city so that he can open his doors. There doesn't seem to be a lot of uniformity in who can be open and who can't.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm not geared on the slow pace to start off with. So, I mean, I'm kind of geared. I want to get things done. I want to get the economy open back up. I think one of the things that the city's going to learn out of this is, you know, trying to piecemeal this creates a lot of complications to open it up. And I think that's why we did a pretty general policy of how we opened up the state and to try to make that uniformity. But it's difficult when you say one business can open and one can't. I'll go back. Who's government to say who's essential and who's not?
Yeah, one of the judge in that case yesterday, one of the questions that was asked was, why is a sneeze worse in a gymnasium than it would be in a hardware store?
Yeah, I mean, and you can play that scenario on out, whether you go to a bar, whether you go to a gymnasium, whether you have summer sports. I mean, you know, and I just say, if you start trying to go down that road and address every issue that's out there, I think you're asking for trouble.
Governor Mike Parson, one last question here, sir. The legislature wrapped up last week. You got a lot of bills coming to your desk. One of them is maybe vote by mail is not the correct way to phrase the bill, but it certainly loosens up current requirements that would allow people to vote by mail in some cases. Are you going to sign that?
Yeah, we're looking at that bill now. I mean, all that stuff we're getting in to check the legalities of it. Here's that, what they call, I'm opposed to vote by mail as what the Democrats would be pushing, basically about ballot stuffing, what the president's talking about. I agree with him. I'm opposed to that. Here's the problem we have, though, with the coronavirus the way it is. We just had a federal judge in Texas, I think just yesterday, the day before, ruled that people could. One of the things I think we got to do is figure out, how do we make sure we don't have a judge come in here and just open this thing up to everybody, especially this year? So I think the legislation, what I know about it, Mark, is it's set up where, you know, it's 65 years and older. They can mail in if they feel like, for health reasons, that they're unsafe. And everybody else is basically a no-excuse absentee with a notary. That's the way I kind of understand it now. But, again, I want to kind of hedge on that a little bit so the legal teams get a chance to look at it. But that's kind of what they're trying to do. And frankly, it's trying to get out in front of these federal judges a little bit.
Yeah, true. I hadn't thought of it that way. Governor Mike Parson, thanks so much for your time, sir.
All right, Mark, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Be safe. We appreciate that. Good to get him on here. Governor Mike Parson there with more on what he's doing statewide and his thoughts on how slow the rollout is in some counties versus others. He sees that as a problem, clearly.
Get more at 971talk.com.